It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every Wednesday morning here on The Morning Show, we go to the hotline and welcome in Dave O'Brien from The Chronicle. Telegram, Dave, how you doing today, man?
Good, Rocco. Thank you.
Fantastic to hear. Wanted to start with a story regarding Elyria Councilman Mark Jesse. His name has been making headlines this past week or so, and he came out and said he refused to step down or resign, I should say. He continues to be under fire, I guess you could say. So what's the latest with Councilman Mark Jesse there, Dave?
Yeah, well, as people will remember, he was arrested and charged with charges of soliciting prostitution in an undercover sting involving a number of law enforcement entities around the state not too long ago. And September 30th was when that was. And his opponents, his critics, have continued to call for his resignation. On Monday night, it was at city council when Andrew Lippian, who is running for who's an independent candidate running for first ward councilman, and John Gall, who is the treasurer of the Elyria Republican Party, as well as Lorain County Commissioner Michelle Hung's administrative assistant, condemned city council's response to Jesse's arrest. Basically, Lippian said that, and this is almost a direct quote, that he, as a sinner, will not judge the sins of others. That city council's response to Jesse's charge, quote, brought the mark of shame upon our city. He also brought up Council President Vic Stewart's initial comments about Jesse's arrest, when Stewart had said that it shouldn't be a reflection on Mark Jesse's character about for being arrested. Lippian has accused Stewart of flip-flopping by later then calling for Jesse's resignation. Stewart has basically said that he does not condone what Mark Jesse did, neither does City Council, and has never condoned it. Gall, who was a resident of the Third Ward, which Mark Jesse represents, said a human trafficking awareness walk in Elyria last week shows that when someone buys sex, they don't know if the person on the other end of that transaction is being forced. He criticized city council for what he called a weak response with no backbone and implored other Third Ward residents not to vote for Jesse in the upcoming November 2nd election and allow, quote, this stain to continue. So much for your watchdog bark, you have no teeth, Gall told council.
Whew. Wowee. Well, that's quite a lot going on there. And obviously you can sort of understand why emotions might ride kind of high with this sort of story. So we'll continue to track the latest with Councilman Jesse as this moves along. So thank you, Dave, for updating us with the latest as far as that goes. The other story I wanted to talk about here with you this morning regards the Lorain County Joint Vocational School. They made headlines in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, not necessarily for the right reasons, though, in their eyes. So what was the latest here?
So the latest on that is that there had been a request to annex all the JVS property into the city of Oberlin, but Oberlin City Council soundly defeated that that request by the JVS to fold it into city limits. It was a 7-0 decision on Monday night, and basically it was this has been a long-standing process. Oberlin and its attorneys for the city had tried to force the JVS to annex itself from Pittsfield Township, where it currently sits. But the JVS filed a petition and had wanted lower utility rates, in order to come into the city. Also tried to bar Oberlin from collecting income taxes from its workers. The JVS council was not did not approve of that. That positive plan, and there were some frustrations on city council's side, some frustrations on the JVS school board side. So basically, the answer is that the JVS is not in within city council's power, not within city limits. The JVS purchases about $450,000 worth of electricity from Oberlin each year, And there was also, some discussion about how these costs would be split, and the JVS doesn't have a modern fire suppression system, and that might cause the fire department's, ISO rating to potentially drop. And there's a lot going on in this situation, but basically the JVS is not going to be within city limits in the foreseeable future.
So let me put you on the spot a bit here, Dave. Is that a permanent decision? Is that something that could be revisited down the line after a set amount of time? I'm just a bit unfamiliar with how an appealing process, or I guess a revisiting process, might work, if that even exists in this kind of situation.
I think there would potentially have to be an agreement between JVS officials and city council that was amenable to both parties.
Okay.
For that to happen, I mean, I don't think this. I don't believe, and though I am no attorney, I don't believe that this kills any possibility of the plan being worked out, at some point down the line. But there are a lot of issues in the mix here that basically the JVS and the city couldn't come to an agreement on.
Understood. All right. Well, Dave O'Brien is our guest here on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street, a trusted name in jewelry. You know, you may not be a lawyer, but I know you're one of the dang best reporters here in Lorain County. So speaking of the Chronicle-Telegram, Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go in the area?
Well, I have a story that you'll see in this morning's Chronicle. About another issue regarding Oberlin and some court matters. There has been an appeal filed of an Oberlin Planning Commission decision regarding a plan to possibly put an Aldi within the city. Concerns over traffic that some citizens and a group called the Oberlin Citizens for Responsible Development have brought up regarding changes in traffic patterns that may occur, increased concerns over traffic issues with that proposed plan, which is not, which is in the process, but has not, yet been okayed in the city. A short item from the state that ODOT is hiring seasonal plow drivers. Mm. So you can go to the website to see if you're good at driving a plow. If you have the appropriate licensing and everything, you can go and get a seasonal auxiliary part-time job driving snowplows for ODOT. So some other matters about the Elyria Library and some concerns that it has with working with the city to provide more parking for the new downtown library branch, and a variety of other news items that you can find at ChronicleT.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition.
The first thing you said, it was a proposed new Aldi, if I heard that correct, right? Aldi?
That's correct.
All right. Where's Bruce Van Dyke at when I need him? We love our Aldi deals. We always got something for lunch from there each day. So, yeah, good stuff. And there you go, folks. Chronicle Telegram or ChronicleT.com, the two places to check out the latest from the Chronicle Telegram to see what's happening in and around Lorain County. All right, Dave, that brings us to the finish line and my favorite part of the week. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
I'm going to bring you one from Dateline Unknown on this particular one, but it caught my eye as I was scrolling through Twitter the other day. Overheard on the scanner, dispatcher says a caller reports there's a man dancing outside. Officer replies that unless the law has changed to Footloose, there's nothing illegal about dancing.
Golly, people have too much time on their hands. I mean, come on. Like, I can't think of a witty joke at the time. But, I mean, come on, man. Like, wait, is that what we're doing anymore? We can't even dance without having the authorities called. I mean, come on.
You gotta cut loose, Rocco. You gotta cut loose.
Hey, well, I don't know if I can do that as well as Kevin Bacon once did, but I can sure try. I'll say that much. So, Dave, thank you very much for filling us in on the latest from around Lorain County. I appreciate the time as always. I hope you have a great rest of the week, good sir, and I'll catch up with you some more next week.
Thanks, Rocco. Take care.